Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. I love that we get to hang out week in and week out talking about what is going on inside of the world. And we get to do it in so many different kind of formats. It's hilarious to me just taking a listen around on the things that happen and then some of the things that don't happen that people don't talk about. And it's funny that when we sit back and talk, that there's a lot of things that we have in common when it comes to the pain points that we have in dealing with organizations to dealing with just daily interactions, which is kind of a weird thing. I mean, just seriously, as we start talking, as we start looking, as we start grooving, as we start moving. I mean, as you've noticed over the last week, we've had episodes dealing from anything from interacting with nurses in medical facilities, and I'm talking about on Safety FM, to people interacting with some high stressful jobs. So as you have taken a listen on Safety FM this week, let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about not necessary compliance. Let's not talk about stressors. Let's talk about doing one thing that I think we need to do more and more of. And that is how to focus your mind. Now, you're going to sit back and go, well, hold on. I thought we were talking about safety. But think about this for a moment as we're talking about this. We're going to talk about this because it is important, because we need time where we need to focus on what is going on. And we've spoke about this briefly in the past, and I will talk about it briefly right now. You need to have a time during the day where you schedule something inside of your calendar where you have time to think, or you have time to make plans on how you're going to finish all the other stuff that you started. And I think that sometimes we tend to forget how important that is. Because think about it. If you have 10 projects that you're working on and you never schedule time to plan them out or to work on them, guess what happens? You get more projects. So I always think that it's a good time to sit back and take a view on what you have going on. And you might have to put a block in your calendar just to do that. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how to focus your mind. Today, we're going to talk about exactly how you can improve your mental focus and achieve the life of your dreams. Humans are losing the powers of focus by the day, and it seems like they are coming, you know, just coming years of mere few seconds of attention will be rated as quite of an achievement. That's because millions of distractions around us have sucked away the power of focus. Think about this. We have notifications on our phone. We have dingings. We have red little focus marks that we need to pay attention to things. Sometimes this lack of focus takes a toll on us when we push ourselves hard to focus and develop a strain or headache instead. Well, we must just now learn one thing. focus can't be forced. Yeah, you did hear me correctly there. Focus can't be forced. If you force your mind to concentrate, you'll only torture yourself, making concentration next to impossible. But don't lose heart already, because we're going to talk a little bit more about this, because we can claim the power of focus back. On today's episode, we're going to learn how to achieve a laser-like focus in our daily life. All you need to do is listen and follow the advice that we are going to discuss. Now, don't get me wrong. As I talk about this, not all of this stuff is going to apply to everybody, because the way that I learned and the way that you learned is going to be slightly different. You know that, and I know that. But before we kind of go through this, let's find out some important things. How important is the focus mind? Well, in simple words, your ability to focus your mind on one particular thing or thought determines your destiny. Yeah, destiny on what's going to happen. So think about this. The longer you can hold a thought in your mind, the better. Because then your thought is focused upon gains momentum. That energy helps you work faster and smarter. On the other hand, distractions break up the momentum and drains your energy. Also, don't mistake holding a thought as thinking about something nonstop. That's not focus. That's just sulking and daydreaming. Happens all the time. Or simply put, that's a distraction. Just really think about it. Focus means letting your thoughts or goals consume your mental energy so that you can become one with the thought and know several unwanted thoughts are eating away from your attention. Such unwavering focus results is true creativity, art, discovery, or in some inventions. So hopefully that made sense. Hopefully you got it. So top six steps to achieve mental focus. Okay, so let's go over the top six steps that will help you gain back the power of focus, which is also natural and inherent to us as human. So bear with me as I go through these, because this is all stuff that we researched to talk about on this episode. So daily workout is a must. Yes, it's a must, because now listen, your body and mind are not two different things. They are one. If your body is not at the peak of the health, your mind can never perform at its peak either. So start with daily workout, best in the morning, and keep it on. And by the way, if you do it in the morning, make sure you're listening to the show at the same time too. You know, that other show that we do on Safety FM, you know, we do that early in the morning. But keep it at that. No matter what's on your mind says, make sure that you are working out. The workout will surely help you get in shape physically, but apart from that, it has plenty of benefits for the mind as well. For example, the release of endorphins to the brain, cleansing of the mind and killing lethargy and inducing positivity. Let's go into number two. Number two is check your dietary habits. I know people don't want to talk about this one, but let's talk about it. This is the conjunction with the first step, keeping the body healthy. You may think that the mind is impervious to what you eat and drink, but that's not the case. In fact, every bit of junk food that you gulp down will have a damaging impact on the quality of your brain. Every bite of a jumbo-sized cheeseburger kills your potential to focus mentally. If you don't believe it is, just observe yourself the next time you eat junk food. You'll see that every bite that you take, your awareness dwindles down. So cut down on the junk food, eat a little bit healthier, and drink pure. And I'm not talking about drinking pure alcohol. I'm talking about drinking pure. Take a good care of your health if you really want to achieve big things in life. Number three, have a defined goal. I know this one is difficult, but let's talk about it. Having a strong, definite goal in life means that you have a reason to wake up for the next morning, because obviously your office or boss is hardly the reason to shun your precious sleep and get out of bed, right? If you wouldn't fear a pay cut, you'd never wake up on time and make it into the office. I mean, let's just be realistic. So take a minute and think about what you really want from your life. Choose goals that can set you on the fire and march straight towards it. The goal can be anything like money, power, health, love, etc. I mean, some people can go with that. But once you have your goal, be focused on it. You'll realize that a wonderful feeling is to wake up every morning is to pursue your goal that you're going after. Because think about it for a moment. If you're going in day out and you don't really have a plan on what you're wanting to accomplish, what is the ideal situation for you? You don't want to do that 9 to 5 and not having anything else. Because listen, that's 40 hours a week that you're working for somebody else. There's so many other hours left in the week for you to focus on the things that you want to do. Let's go into number 4 real quick. Number 4 is a clear-cut plan to follow. Lack of focus might also be caused by the lack of clear schedule or plan for each day. Without a definite plan, the mind wanders off into past destructive patterns. So give yourself a clear plan so that you can work on every day. Construct a tight timetable that you can follow in your daily routine. Also, make it a clear-cut plan towards your goals to follow daily and stick to it. I know that sometimes some of these things are easier said than done, but keep in mind that we are slow rolling into this thing, so it's not like there's an expectancy to change overnight. So at number 5, take away the distractions. You know, most people always get that meaning of focus wrong. They think that if you've got to apply pressure upon your brain to fix the attention, that's wrong, and such practice will drive you crazy. Focus comes when, well, the distractions around you are removed. For example, when there are no distractions, the mind automatically focuses on where there will be no need to struggle. See the point? So look at the things that divert your attention and keep them away as long as you can as you're working on the task that demands your focus. I know, easier said than done. And last but not least, spiritual practice and meditation. This is perhaps the most important step of all because it's related to the mind. There are about hundreds of spiritual practices that you can choose from and incorporate into your daily routine. But this is something only you can decide for yourself because nobody else can tell you which meditation type will work for you. Start with whatever you feel like doing, breathing, focusing on thoughts, chanting, visualizing, etc., and see what suits and delivers results for you. When you pick your practice, stick to it patiently because you're going to need patience because it's something new. Just within months of you'll witness an amazing shift of your conscious and newfound strength in your focus. So get focused and successful, and success will follow is really what it boils down to. Napoleon Hill, a top American success writer, described focus as an absolute necessary for anyone who wants to gain success, either material or spiritual. The quality of focus is such that you can develop it. With the help of the above steps, you won't even bother about success. Now think about it. If you kind of recoup those 6 steps on how important they are, because all that would matter to you would be to be present in the moment is the process, not the goal. Think about it. You'll be absorbed in the process while the success will follow you home like a dog follows its master. Think about it for that particular perspective. If anything, revisit this episode as often as you need to. And if you think about it, you can apply this to so many different things in your life. I know some people are going to sit back and go, "What in the hell is going on with you today?" Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you some steps here that will really help you with how to focus your mind, and you'll be amazed on what occurs in the long run. Anyways, this has been another episode of the Jay Allen Show. Don't worry, we'll be back with another one before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.